At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's Tee Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's Tee Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's Tee Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Buddy, welcome back. It's the GBAC Nation here on The Fan. Blake Elliott has now joined Fred, and they have the Fan After Dark coming up at 7 o'clock. It's time now for the Chief to deliver some sports, brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Man, Blake has an interesting life, doesn't he?
He really does, man. He's living it up in a big way. I hope he shares the details of his most recent dating experience tonight on Fan After Dark, because that was quality content.
Yeah, I can't imagine being in that situation.
Yeah.
Can't even imagine. 7 to 8:30 tonight, Fan After Dark.
That's right. Oh, yeah, it's a quickie. Fan After Dark quickie tonight. Just well, quick. Does it get any better, like the feeling that we have right now? How good does this feel?
It sucks.
With football on the horizon?
So good.
It's a football Friday, long weekend.
It's back.
Everything's out in front of us.
What do you guys recommend from Outback?
Steak.
The Bloomin' Onion, bro.
Oh, yeah, the Bloomin' Onion.
Bloomin' Onion.
Gotta get you a Bloomin' Onion.
It's a guarantee. I know you're trying to watch that figure.
I'm trying.
You've been drinking your meals as of late. I've noticed that.
I know.
I'm proud of you.
The game started what time? Like 11 noon or something like that tomorrow?
Yeah.
I got a barbershop appointment like around 12:15, so that means it's going to be like kickoff.
Whoa.
At the barbershop, bro.
Perfect. That's going to be.
Oh, my God. It's going to be amazing. All those hot takes and bad opinions. Oh,
TV. TVs?
Little
TV.
TVs everywhere in there, bro.
Yeah. Now, do you correct guys because you're around sports on the team? You just let them go?
I tried one time, and he was not hearing me. Even the other people in the barbershop, like, he's like that, bro. Just let him think he's right. I was like, okay.
You weren't giving him any knowledge bombs, though, were
you? I left it alone. Turn that bomb off.
Yeah, dude, this is an exciting time. And then we have the collision course between Arch Manning and Fat Patricia.
Yes.
A lot of people forget that that Fat became the defensive coordinator for Ohio State.
Somehow.
Bill Belichick disciple.
I heard he hasn't had a successful campaign since 2016. Fat's just living big off his Patriots success.
Just being at the Belustrator on television. We'll go ahead and get that job done. So, it'll be so much fun tomorrow. And, again, this is just the dawn of a new football season.
Mm.
This is
that's the way I look at it.
Such an incredible time, and it's a holiday week, and I imagine the grill and the smoking that's going on here throughout the country, especially
in Colorado.
Here, yeah, especially Colorado tonight for sure. So where are we at here? Actually, let me go ahead. You guys grade the McConaughey here.
Okay.
Does he still have the fastball working? This is him sitting in his lovely office. He's got his feet kicked up on the desk. He's talking Texas football with the season right around the corner. The number one team, the most hyped up quarterback or college football player we've seen in a long time. A collision course with the national champion, Ohio State Buckeyes. Is he in his bag or not? Maddie, take it away.
Ding, ding. We're back in the ring. College football is back. Here we go. It's that time of year. Man, I'm really excited about the entire season, but specifically about this University of Texas. Longhorn football team 2025. This team has real confident and quiet belief in themselves. I believe they're on a mission, regardless of a number one ranking, regardless of all the hype. All the hype in the number one ranking is neither validation nor a curse to this team. They're above and beyond that before any of us even said they were number one preseason ranked or got all the hype around them. And I think that's what any great championship team's got to have. They've got to have their own reason and mission that they're on, regardless of what anyone else thinks. Whether they're someone jumping on the bandwagon or whether they're over here catcalling from the stands being a naysayer. This team, I can give a damn about all that bullshit. Mm-hmm. Got a mission they're on. They believe it. They're ready to earn it. It's a long season, so we'll see. But that's what I love about the makeup of this team. Head, heart, soul aligned in the belief that it's theirs to go get.
I don't know if he really believes. You know,
I know, dude.
He sounds like a fan who watched his team lose the last time he watched him play, and that's exactly what he is. Like, the creativity is not flowing. I don't know if this is too much weed or not enough weed for this guy, but he just, yeah. there's a burnout factor I hear from McConaughey right now. Maybe that's anxiety. That's preseason anxiety. Got so close last year. Don't want to get my hopes up too much.
Yeah, that's a guy who's sitting there with the number one ranked team. He let that be known quite a bit. Preseason ranking. And now you're having to go toe-to-toe with the Natty Champs.
Trying to be humble.
The pressure's there, and it's like, have you really earned that? Have you really earned the lore of being the number one team in the country?
Yeah.
I mean, the amount of pressure that not only Arch, but that entire program has to feel right now mm-hmm. is ridiculous. You almost wish, like, yeah, it's cool. Hey, we're preseason number one. That's awesome. You'd almost wish that you had a little bit more almost, like, to play for. Like, hey, we're four. Okay, yeah. We got ground to make up. Let's go tear them up. Nobody really actually believes in you. Now it's like you haven't really done anything at all, and here you are sitting at number one.
It's a big task for Steve Sarkisian.
Mm-hmm. I think that is.
I know Mac Brown would not be up to this task.
Yeah,
the beauty is pressure makes diamonds.
Yeah, we'll see if Texas turns into some diamonds. You guys picking them for tomorrow?
Damn right.
I had been up until now. I'm getting a little shaken in my boots. I thought McConaughey was going to inject nothing but confidence into my veins.
Don't worry. When you see Arch Manning with that swagger tomorrow,
he's got
that. Damn doubt.
He's got that.
He spends a lot of time around the program. Maybe that's reflective of where those kids are right now, and they're all business. They're not taking anything for granted. They're not getting hyped up and overconfident. You know, maybe that's exactly what you need to tackle a season like this.
A little bit stoic.
That sounds humble, right? Yeah. That sounds like the perfect mindset to play golf in. You know,
yeah,
get the best out of your performance, stay focused, present in the moment.
Yep, yep. We'll see if they can take that attitude to the gridiron tomorrow and tear them up.
It's gridiron.
Cannot wait for this. Oh, now you have Texas Tech opening up versus Arkansas Pine Bluff.
Let's go Red Raiders.
They should run it up pretty nicely. Number 23 ranked team in the country. But here's the deal. One of my favorite college football traditions is
a tortilla
losing a little bit of luster.
Is it?
I think.
Yeah, there's some weird stuff.
They're not going to push this through?
Well, there's...
They got the guys down there to pick up the tortillas. We're talking about the tortillas, right?
Yeah, we're talking about the tortillas. Definitely talking about the tortillas. Something that I haven't gotten to participate in, but I want to desperately. But now we have a little bit new protocol in place. And this is a gentleman from Texas Tech that is now going to explain to Tech fans how you have to approach the tortilla throwing.
Basic questions about tortillas. We want to maintain that tortilla tradition here at Texas Tech. It began as throwing tortillas at opening kickoff, and that's what we are striving to achieve this year. We encourage fans to throw them, if they have them, at opening kick. Again, there is a rule here at Jones AT&T Stadium, no throwing of food or objects on the field, but the tradition is to throw tortillas at opening kick. And so we want, if that happens, throw them at opening kick. The process is this. After opening kick, we will play we will read a public address announcement saying, please do not throw objects onto the field here at Jones AT&T Stadium. If it happens again, we will have a video play from Coach McGuire stressing again, do not hurt the team, help keep the tradition, but do not throw objects on the field. And if it happens after the game, at the official's discretion, they can throw a 15-yard unsportsmanlike penalty on a flag on us. So hopefully our fans will listen, be able to keep this tradition without hurting our team by throwing them only at opening kickoff. I know fans are really interested in the tortillas, and we love that tradition. but we want to maintain it at opening kickoffs.
I'm not trusting Red Raider. Rabid fans hammered with the hype of this season. They're supposed to have the best team they've had in a long time.
Hope so.
They're going to get some 15-yard penalties this year.
Yeah.
That's just what it's going to be.
It's going to happen.
I think you just wait till you're up a couple of touchdowns and then you let it rain.
Yeah, I mean, Arkansas rain. Pine Bluff.
I don't want to do this in a close game.
Rain dance.
Yeah, you definitely don't want some schmo costing you 15 yards late in a tight game. That would you would be public enemy number one and love it.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Yes. Yeah, you don't want to Bartman this thing. You want it to be all fun and games.
No, don't Bartman it.
Do you take a fresh tortilla and whip that thing in like a Frisbee, or do you let it get a little stale so it can be a little bit more firmer and maybe you get some more carry on that?
They got to sneak them in.
They do have to sneak them in. Okay, it's so kind of want them soft. Like a don't ask, don't tell. If they see it at security when you come in, they will allegedly pull it away from you. But I think soft is generally the way that you go. Because you just buy it and then you stash it probably somewhere in the waistline and you walk in there strapped up, ready to go. But yeah, I think you Frisbee that thing.
It's one of them Texas Tech girls. Mm. They can't tell the difference down there anyway.
There is yeasty.
That freshman 15 is real up there.
Not much else to do.
Yeah, something to consider. But yeah, man, college football's back. This is a beautiful time. What do you guys think about the rookie? For the Cowboys, Tyler Booker hosting a rookie dinner at Fogo de Chao.
Oh, that's the move.
That's the move.
That's a heady play,
as long as you leave that thing on green, you can go all day.
Somebody, I think it was Eric Armstead, somebody came out with this and said, like, this is the play. Because you know they're all going to eat a ton of money, and this is a fixed rate.
Yeah.
Like, you know exactly what you're paying here. You're not doing this $12,000 dinner like Matthew Golden got on the hook
for. Yeah, you could get killed at the salad bar if you don't manage that. Because they got a really good salad bar.
Very good.
I know they tried to cut this out with after Dez's $80,000 dinner or whatever it was, or $90,000 dinner, but I think this is going too cheap. Like, Fogo de Chao is delicious for a working man. Oh. You take your family there for $200, you get all you can eat, you're feasting. But if I was a veteran, I would say that didn't count.
Wow. We're going round two.
I think it's brilliant.
I do think it's a smart play. I mean, it's great.
Well, it's smart for him.
Yeah, fiscally responsible. Yeah.
You don't get to choose your rookie hazing rookie dinner. We got to spend at least $2,500.
I think this is Sam's. But this is where it works out for him, though, because apparently it was a rookie dinner. I'm sure there was some offensive linemen there, but the Cowboys have one of the youngest offensive lines in the league.
Oh, so this isn't hazing dinner. This is more of like a rookie hangout, like on me, guys.
That's the way it came across, okay. But I also felt like I saw Cooper Beebe floating around in the background. Now, he might have just been there. You know what I mean?
Hey, these guys are tight now.
But it's
a leader.
It's a young offensive line. So even if you have the offensive line there, it's not like you got 32, 33, 34-year-old veteran going like, hey, what the heck?
Yeah, give me the boss.
You got a bunch of young bucks that just want to, their volume. You know, they're all about the volume at that point. And they respect a good deal.
Yeah. So, I want to go to Fogo de Chao now.
The quantity factor. Yeah. I know. How good does that sound right now?
Fogo de Chao.
I'm freaking starving.
Fantastic. I'll tell you what, if you lead that coaster on green, you can just keep going. That thing is, come by with, oh, would you like some lamb? Sure. They slice it off. That's a great play.
Right, you know, the sneaky star last time I went?
With the garlic steak?
The fried pineapple.
No.
Really? Wow. That sounds amazing. Crisp?
You're an idiot.
It's like sweet. Yeah, it's delicious.
Got a crunch?
Fried pineapple.
I didn't really want to even try it. They're like, hey, you want a little sliver?
Sounds
like,
divine.
Keep bringing it
sliver
over.
Sliver me.
I'm not even a huge pineapple fan.
Very thin slices. Yeah, this I don't like sweet. The big chunks. Like, pineapple's fantastic.
It's a dessert.
Sounds like the way grilled? They're cooking it. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, fried. I don't know about grilled or fried. I don't know. I've just had like
it might have been
run
grilled
of the mill
I said fried, but it's one of the two and it's damn good. Brian, you'd love it.
I don't know, man. I like
sounds
pineapple,
like he's getting
but I'm
full
not
on lamb over there.
No, but I'm telling you, they walk around with that.
Oh yeah,
all kinds.
All the other
of
meats are awesome.
The beef and all.
But I mean, if you got the choice of just like ribeye, filet mignon, New York strip, I don't have room for lamb.
Well, I'm just talking about I threw lamb out there as a walking around thing. It's like you. It's
Strawfish
unique.
It's
like,
a little grazy.
So, no,
I'm just busting your balls.
No, I'm just saying I enjoy all that stuff that they have.
It's
Fogo de Chao.
It's all good.
Like I say, you can fill up on the salad bar. They got a lot of that charcuterie board over there.
Got to be careful too with those breadsticks.
Yeah,
you know, the filling.
Yes,
and save all
that's
the room.
Gluten-free.
Oh, my dad would get mad.
Yeah.
Are you eating them rolls and everything? He didn't pay for you to eat at the buffet.
Yeah. We can get some Hawaiian rolls on the way home.
Yeah. He'd get mad. You know that damn bread, boy. You know, some meat.
It's funny because we have the pool party at the Sean Mahal tomorrow.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of folks that are alleging they're coming pretty late.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'll
like
be one of them.
Kickoffs at like 1 p.m. If anybody who's showing up at like 6, 7 o'clock thinks that there's still going to be food there,
there better
is
be.
Hilarious. Now, I mean,
no,
Sean does it big and
no,
right,
I
but
would,
I'm showing up hungry tomorrow, okay?
I'm just telling you.
I'm skipping breakfast in the morning.
You're going to be the
Sean
only
will
there.
Have, Sean will not run out of food. He will not. He will
I'm
going
to test
that.
Brisket, a pork butt.
If he has to, he'll go to that freezer he has outside, and it'll make you a hamburger 6.
We got LSU Clemson kicking at 6:30. You got to be ready to rock.
Maybe he has a process in mind. Maybe he's got a round one spread and then maybe an evening spread
are
that he's
planning
willing to,
on bringing anything yourself?
I got some Miller Lights.
Great.
Four or five of them.
Six.
Right on. I got a six pack.
You're like for me and myself.
Four in that pack.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I got a six pack with about three or four in there. That's right, Lucius.
Back in the 80s, they had this beer called Lowenbrow.
Yeah.
Do they still have Lowenbrow?
Yeah.
Okay. Lowenbrow had commercials with like, tonight is kind of special. And then some dude shows up with like a six pack for four of them. I'm like, haul your ass out of here.
Yeah.
You show up with a six pack for four of us, haul your ass out of
here.
Well,
what should I be bringing then? What do you want me to bring? Because I feel like Sean's like, hey, I got the food. It's almost like disrespectful. You bring
well,
food
then,
to my
then,
food
then,
party?
Okay, then,
I'm
why,
the food
then
man.
Why are you questioning whether there'll be food left?
I'm not questioning it. I'm just,
you,
I'm
no,
just
you were. Was
I'm,
you questioning
I'm letting
early?
The people
you
know.
You did. You said,
I'm letting it all.
If you think you're going to show up at 6 o'clock and eat some food, you're in a whole nother.
That was a warning.
That was a bit of a warning.
There's nothing I can do about it. I got this kid's birthday.
Setting the PSA to the late arrivals that there might not be as much brisket, pork butt, whatever else he's got. There might not be a ton left.
I don't know anyone that's getting there at 1. Except for you.
He said food's ready at 1 o'clock.
Are you sure?
He's going to be there at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, and don't be the Lowenbrow guy and show up with the six pack.
Well, okay, honestly, like how can I be a gentleman here and show up with respect? Because I got a six pack. I thought that was getting the job done.
Bring a case.
Fifth of booze, case of beer, bottle of wine.
Yeah, get a cup of
wow, the trifecta.
Just variety,
either one of those.
Variety of the beers. Grab a six pack. You grab four different six packs just in case somebody wants Miller Lite.
I also got some of that Martin House like THC CBD kind of beer.
Oh yeah, just get everybody blasted out of their minds.
So get them real hungry and then I eat all the food.
Want to wear some promo shirts?
Here, have some of this. Have some of this mushroom tea.
Hey, just wait till all the food's done. This and make sure you have this.
This is the stuff that brought us strength that one time.
Going in
and
the
almost died.
Closet to bring stuff. Yeah. I got some stuff. Hold on.
Yeah. Fired up the pizza.
I'll bring it to DiGiorno or something for the late arriving crowd.
I think you'll be fine.
Hey, what did you guys see that there was $100 chicken nuggets at the U.S. Open?
Yeah, they put caviar on top of them.
Okay, that's ridiculous.
And it's been unanimously panned. There's, of course, schmoes that are like, oh, sure, let's go ahead and try it.
I would
like
try
six nuggets for $100.
I'd try it.
And they're saying,
so rich.
Just the worst nuggets they've ever had, especially when you consider the fact that they were expensive. Right, but Tyson, everything's expensive there, dude.
I think we've had some bad nuggets before.
Cocktails are over $20. Ice cream's over $10. Most of the entrees are like $30.
This ain't the Masters.
I'm not surprised. And $100 chicken nuggets with caviar? I can't.
Have you ever had caviar?
I don't know if I have.
Is it
did they have it at Nobu the other night?
I hope Sean has it hey, all I've got left is caviar for you guys that are late arrivers.
With some frozen nuggets.
And you're over there with like a spoon trying to figure it out.
As long as they're the cowboy nuggets, I'm in.
Everybody's just saying, hey, dude, just bring ice. Bring your six pack, bring some ice. That's what the Tolos are
ice
calling.
Ice is always a good move.
You can't go wrong with the ice. Broadus is going to laugh me off the stage.
It's the end of the day. Just bringing ice?
Well, I mean.
Oh, you're going early.
Yeah, I'm going early.
Go plate.
I'm in it for the long haul. Yeah, I'll bring a container.
My man's stopping off there at Walmart and grabbing some Tupperware.
Well, thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Look forward to hanging out, watching the college football tomorrow. Okay, when we come back, it's time to mix it up with the Fan After Dark, see what Fred and Blake have cooking here for you on a Friday night on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.